Okay, Bram Sanderson, so you're set to make history. You're going to be the first Dominican to participate in cycling in the Commonwealth Games. Basically, Bram, how have preparations been going for you?
So far, so good. Firstly, I'd like to thank God for bringing us here safely, you know, as a team. It was a long flight. You know, a lot of jet lag, still feeling a little bit of the tiredness, but I've been working it out since I've came here. We reached on Wednesday, today's Sunday, and so far I've gotten most of the things that I need to prepare for myself done in terms of my bicycle, you know, getting proper measurements. I've been to the bike store, gotten better saddle, better shoes, better equipments, and I'm now training with the Kenyans. Yeah, it's a privilege, it's an honor. My coach now is David Kinja. I have no second question about it, because most of us might not know, but in history he has been the first cycle coach for the world's number one, Christopher Froome, and it's an honor for me to be part of his teachings and to absorb as much as I can absorb. So I have accepted to be with him until my competition has come. So I'm in good hands, I could say, and just willing to learn and willing to do my best, you know. So I have to be humble and take my time and move through the ups and downs, ins and out. And this is wonderful, man. It's a beautiful experience. Australia is beautiful, just as warm as home. So I'm just trying to get myself more comfortable and taking as much as I can before the race.
You've had a chance to travel the course, to ride in Australia. What makes riding in Australia any different from riding in Dominica?
Oh, it's much faster. The roads are much smoother. And if you ride back at home, before you reach like 7 kilometers, there's a hill. So most of Australia is flat. So it's a much quicker course. The roads are much smoother. But in my favor, the course that we are riding have a few hills. They start about 7% and peaks about 12% gradient. Each of them is just about maybe 500 meters long. But in the course, both time trial and the road race, there are about three hills, two in the time trial and three in the road race. So I'll have some comfort so far, you know, knowing that it have some hills, but you don't know how they're gonna execute. But I'm quite pleased to see that in the course there's a bit of hills that I can take advantage of so far.
Okay, so cycling is something relatively new to Dominica, and you emerged as one of the top cyclists in Dominica. But Bram, I have to ask you this. 5-6 years ago, if someone said to you, Bram Sanderson, you'll be representing Dominica in the field of cycling at the Commonwealth Games, what would have been your response then?
Totally impossible. I have no clue. I never had no direction in terms of that sport, and the Commonwealth Games is the game, you know, and you have to be one of the best in your country to be part of the games. And I didn't even look at cycling in my region as anything of an interest. More or less, I was a long distance runner, and I love for basketball a lot. So I was more focused on running or basketball, and a little bit of volleyball. But in my year of 2015, when I took part in the first triathlon, and after that, we had the Tour de la Dominique, and I took part in it, and I see that I can be one of the best in the country, because there was much competition. There wasn't much, but there were few that was in it, and I emerged as one of the best, and it drove me to continue riding when I started watching videos. You know, the Tour de France, the Tour down on the you know, the Giro, and seeing how cycling is such an amazing and beautiful sport. And I felt that I might have this physique and the talent, seeing that I grew up in an area where I was riding bicycle all the time. So now that the opportunity has emerged, it's a blessing. You know, I consider myself to be fortunate and privileged, you know, to be the one going forward for Dominica in this sport. I'm giving nothing but my best, my heart, and I think that is what it takes. If not, I'll find out what it takes to be a real cyclist, to move up to a professional, and I'll give it, because I'm committed to be something more than myself, you know, it's more than just Brahm, it's more or less Dominica and the youth, and it is a mission. And my mission is not for myself, but for the future yet to come and the young generation, and what cycling can do for me, it can do for others, especially in terms of violence, in terms of lack of commitment, in terms of lack of direction, where you do not know what to put yourself or where to put yourself to actually commit yourself for something. Cycling can be one of that ventures where it can take you off the street, give you a sense of focus, give you a sense of hope, you know, and you can take it up as a religion, you know, you can be part of your life where you see that you can be something more than just an average person in Dominica. So this is my venture, and hopefully, coming from the Commonwealth Games, I can have a little bit of experience and guidance in terms of direction, where to commit myself and take this cycling a bit further in my country.
Okay, so how do you plan on approaching the races now, when the actual races start? I know that there's more than just racing, there's an actual science behind this whole thing. How do you plan on approaching it, seeing that you're going to be quote-unquote almost a one-man team compared to the other countries?
Well, I haven't digging at that deep. I just know that so far I'm on the right track with Kinja, as I said, as my coach, and I think he will direct my energy. He will give me the tips and the advice where I need to focus, where I need to put my energies in the race, who I need to look out for. He's full of wisdom and full of experience. He knows most of the riders. Some of the riders here are even his past students, so he might be able to direct me as to how I can place myself and have the best opportunity that I can. But for me, I'm just here just to enjoy everything and to learn a lot and, you know, to have fun. Yeah, that's what I'm about to do when I get to the race. I will give my best. I'll push very hard, and I'll see what that brings out for me.
My final question to you, Brahm. What sets the training in Australia here apart from Dominica?
Well, the facility and the knowledge, the teachings, the people, the coaches. There is much more exposure. And if you have any injuries, pain, illness, there's physiotherapy, there is massage therapy, recovery therapy, there's also doctors right there in the village, and then you have just what you need. You know, there's proper food, proper feeding, there's a proper nutritionist there to direct you in terms of how you should eat after and before training. So you get the full package, and gets you to be a little bit more relaxed and focused. So you know how to eat after training, how much water you should drink before and after training. It gives you the education of the sport and how to get better and how to get the best out of your body. And then once you can find that foundation, I think it sets aside everything. I don't know if it's just because of the Commonwealth Games, but so far what I've experienced is wonderful and magnificent.